Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are a couple of modes of thinking that might feel opposed to each other. The first mode is always trying to get us to recognize what time it is. From the world of politics, the fierce urgency of now, or a Flight 93 election. From sports, it's when you are in the zone, or crunch time. The majority of business closes in the last week of a quarter, with the last week of the fourth quarter being the biggest. Why? Because it's bonus time. Bonuses are on the line. Spend it now or lose it. Budgets are expiring. Students get papers in at 11:59 p.m. on the day it's due. The second mode wants us to recognize what time it is, but also be able to recognize patterns and opportunities. Sometimes throwing the ball away is the best option for a quarterback, even one who's on fire. No deal might be better than the end of the quarter one. You might have a better alternative that isn't currently visible. It's almost never the most important election of our lives. That second mode of thinking is the Bible's wisdom literature. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the letter of James. You might even consider the Sermon on the Mount in this category. Are these things always true for everyone everywhere? No. Sometimes they might even contradict each other in their advice. The wisdom literature requires wisdom to understand when it's applied. Are you dealing with a truth like gravity, which, unless you're going the speed of light or near a black hole, is pretty stable? Or are you dealing with blackjack rules and personality tests? The first mode, the now, is the realm of the prophets. Like John the Baptist, prophets tell you what time it is. The comparison of the two is the problem of living between the advents. It's the problem of the now and the not yet. The problem of fulfillment and promise. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching. What were those days? The days of the advent of the Messiah. What was the expectation of those days? What was the promise? It's what Isaiah talked about. A restoration of the Davidic king. And not just a restoration of the sad line of kings that the prophets knew, but a king that the Spirit of the Lord rested upon. And what would be the result of such a king? The entire world would be turned upside down. The wolf would lie with the lamb, and the leopard the young goat. The cow and the bear will graze, and the lion eat straw like an ox. And the children of men will have no fear of the snake, because the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. In those days, the days that were happening now, this was coming about. So how did John the Baptist see this unfolding? I think he saw three things. First, repent, for the kingdom is near. Those days would be ones in which we could get right with God. Now would be the time to do that. Those days would be the days where the mercy of God would be available. Now, Jerusalem and Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized, confessing their sins. The advent of the Messiah would bring peace with God now. Second, that peace with God would allow sinners to be fruitful, and to be fruitful today. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And lastly, that not all would accept this peace, but their continued warfare would be meaningless before the might of the Messiah. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the coming wrath? The winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor. Today, or now, judgment comes, that great divide. The entire earth would be the Messiah's. And if he needed to raise up children for Abraham from the stones, he would do it now. The old covenant would not be binding on the coming king. The Son of Man would be Lord of the Sabbath today. These things were coming about now, and now was the time to pledge your loyalty to this king. That's the Baptist's understanding. And as we'll see next week, as the Baptist comes back, the shock of the now and not yet Jesus caused John some problems. Might cause us some problems. But right now, we're going to proclaim the now. Something as odd as the lion eating straw with the ox has happened. God became incarnate in human flesh. The infinite contained in the finite. Doctor Who's TARDIS stole its whole bigger on the inside from Christian theology. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him because he was the Lord. And the first advent until now has fulfilled these things. And more important for us, now are the days when we have no need to fear that old snake, because the Lord has defanged him. Sin was the devil's weapon. Sin was what Satan held against all of us. But Christ took all of that on that cross. And Christ gave us his baptism. And now is the day when we can repent and have peace with God. Now is the day when not just people from Jerusalem and Judea and all the region of the Jordan can be baptized, but all of the nations who inquire. Because now the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord. Christ has revealed to us the love of God for sinners. Christ has revealed the love of God for you. Now, in those days, in these days, we can have this peace. Repent, for the kingdom is here now. Also today, you have a real choice. By that Spirit of the Lord, which rests upon you by your baptism, we can bear fruit. We've been watered. We've had that divine rain that makes gardens bloom in the desert. The first fruits of faith is that we have been forgiven. Faith in the Word of God that we proclaimed now. He died for sinners. But it goes beyond that. We've been called to be fruitful trees that bear good fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You know, those fruits of the Spirit. Today, we are called to those. But what about the axe at the root of the tree? What about the winnowing fork? Not yet. Because now is the day of grace. Now is the call to baptism and repentance. Not yet is it that day of judgment. Now we live between these two advents. The advent of that day of grace and the offer of divine peace and pardon, and the advent of the power and the glory. The grace coming before the power offends our wisdom. It feels like a con. But this is what God shows. It's the backwards and upside down fulfillment. It's also why we need that prophet. The king commands. But the gospel is not a command. It's an invitation. It's a proclamation. Now, God is making peace with sinners. Now, you have the peace of God in Christ. Repent and believe. Amen.